Yeah, so the Rider-Waite-Smith card really draws on imagery out of Solomon's Temple principally. So you have these two pillars, the black pillar and the white pillar, and the veil between them. And they're marked with a B and a J, because the B is Boaz and the J is Joachim. And these are the names given to the two by Freemasons to the two pillars of Solomon's Temple. Now, what they represent, of course, is the gateway of the opposites, and the movement through the opposite, through the gateway of Da'at into the non-dual. Now, the veil has pomegranates marked upon it, because the pomegranate is the great image, very ancient image of the moon goddess. And is a principle of fertility. So you find it in the Song of Songs. It's because if you open a pomegranate, it's full of these red seeds. So it's overflowing with life. So the implication is that as you move through the veil, as you go through the pillars, you enter into this fullness of life. Now actually, let me just bring up the figure and do a screen share. Okay, so if we look at this figure, so here we have the two pillars, the black pillar, the white pillar. We have the veil of pomegranates. We have this very still figure sitting on a cubic stone, holding a scroll with the word Torah. And she has this equal-armed cross. There's this tremendous sense of stability in there. She's wearing a lunar crown. These are the crescents of the waxing and the waning moons, the crescent of the full moon. And at her feet is the crescent and this flowing kind of robe. And so if you just look at this image for a moment, and just see what happens to you as you contemplate the image. So what happens to you?
The immediate thing I've got is that her cloak becomes part of the landscape beyond the veil. Mm. So in a way, she's sort of becoming transparent in some way. And you're being drawn beyond the veil just by looking at the image.
That's right, yeah. That's exactly right.
Feel drawn to her eyes, and like I want to go into her and sort of be her. Mm-hmm. Something is that the same, taking you beyond the veil through her?
Yeah, so just Just close your eyes and let yourself do that, Faye. Just do that now. Just be her. See what happens.
I can't really.
What stops you?
I don't know. I just feel like I can't relate to that, or like she's the priestess and I'm too far removed to kind of go in to feel what that is or something.
Okay, so that's the boundary, that's the edge then. You feel you're too far from her.
Yeah, but I want to be there.
Okay. Okay. So just feel that as well. Feel both those feelings. I want to be there. I feel too far from her. And just see what happens when you hold both those feelings.
I don't know. I'm kind of not seeing or something.
Okay, so what literally just happened there? What did happen when you tried to do that?
I can hear Francesco and Blossom and I'm like, oh, I can't do it. Or I'm just, this self-doubt, I think, comes up in me.
Yeah.
A lack of belief in myself, or it's this.
Okay, it's partly that, but also what you heard was Francesco and Blossom. So because you have a lot to do, this is an image of complete stillness, of being inside the temple. Okay, so that it's just harder to find conditions where you can do that at the moment. In other times in your life, you would have been able to do that probably very easily. So that's just a bit of a harder shape at the moment. But there's something about working with that, and working with that sense of doubt. Because in a certain sense, of course you are this. You are her.
Yeah, and I felt that in the past, like when I was on my silence and felt like I could connect to her and connect to that energy. But then it's like the ego, like, you can't be her. What are you doing?
So that's the self. So that's the attacking voice, okay?
Yeah.
Right, so that's absolutely the attacking voice. So that letting yourself be her, even for just a moment, is really important. So just practicing being her.
And that's like the Gerima, or the silent one, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's completely that. Totally that.
When I did that, when you asked Faye to do that, I got the feeling, as I get someone with the Tree of Life, that I could just fall backwards into it, into the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an interesting experience.
So if you let yourself do that, Pen, if you just let yourself fall backwards into her, just see what happens when you do that.
Well, then, I'm in a world of infinite space.
Yeah.
I'm with the cosmos.
Yeah.
Probably in its most romantic aspect, you know, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Black twinkling stars, acres of space and quiet.
Great, good.
Yeah. Hmm. With no need to do anything else.
Great, lovely, yeah, good. So just resting there. Perfect, yeah.
I got the feeling of complete certainty.
Mm-hmm.
In the rightness of things.
So if you do that now, Al, if you just let yourself be her and be with that sense of certainty and balance and rightness, feeling the pillars, feeling your seat, just see what happens.
I think I can just feel the the wellness of things.
Mm, lovely, good.
Wellness of the universe.
Mm.
And the calmness that comes from certainty.
Mm. Yes.
I feel really drawn to the pillars and curious about the fact that they're open, and I'm wondering, and so there's one thing about, oh, I wonder what they're open to, but also I like the pillars either side, and it reminds me of the earlier conversation about the desert path and how I thought, but that's why we're all on these workshops with you, Ian, because you're a guide who knows where the shade is. And so I'm thinking about the pillars and the importance, to me anyway, of having support there somehow, I think.
Mm.
As well as being really curious about what's at the top of those pillars. And
Yes, it's a strange image, isn't it? Because the veil doesn't really appear to be attached to anything. It's just there, and the pillars just seem to be freestanding, and so it's just this blueness around them.
Ian, I'm drawn to the throne she's sat on, and just that.
Mm-hmm.
The energy of that.
Mm.
I've just written something which has really stilled me, and it's a bit rough, so it's not completed, but the saint's grave lies hidden deep in the ground, where nothing moves, where no candle would flicker, and no flame could illuminate, though there would be no need. For here there is no need to see, and nothing to see. For here in these depths there is no question, no answer, no thing. It isn't anything, though it is. Thus it is complete unto itself.
Mm. Mm, yes, that's kind of quality, isn't it? Just sort of sitting in the middle like that. Yeah. Mm. Mm.
And from that, the image here feels incredibly active, too active for this place that's complete unto itself. I don't know if that makes any sort of...
So the image seems too active to you?
Well, not too active, but like this place that's... Like there's no need to see and no looking, it's complete unto itself.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, are you still just talking about the energy of the throne? Because I can only see a little bit of a stone throne. Are you talking about the busyness of the whole car with its imagery?
Well, I'm with the place the saint's grave lies hidden deep in the ground, and that place of completeness.
This looks like another image of completeness to me.
Mm. Mm, I'm not trying to negate.
I'm just.
I don't know what I'm with, but all I know is as I've been with it. I was quite knotted a moment ago, and something like that sense of completeness is. I don't know. I can't articulate it. More than that, it is complete unto itself.
I had a sort of a sense both of the stillness of that card, but also the dynamic going on. So it feels like at a heart level, it's open and receiving and accepting that which is approaching it, but at the same time, from this, it's almost like there's this huge pool of life, or the ocean of life behind that, that's focused through that still figure, and flowing out from there. So there's an intake and a flow from that I felt sitting there.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, that it's got both that, isn't it? That sense of stillness and that emergence that comes out of that. And it does feel very oceanic, I agree. Yeah.
Hmm. Our sense of her breathing, in a way, that which is behind her and that which is in front. And somehow there's a screen there in which she's the bridge between those two places.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
definitely. Breathing between in back to front, front to back. Not just being in harmony and stable because of the pillars.
Can I just say one more thing? Because I have managed to connect now, and I think what I get is this deep sense of knowing.
Okay, lovely, yeah.
So I just wanted to say that so I wasn't left with feeling like I couldn't do it.
Yeah, so you're connecting now. So as you connect to that, you're with that sense of deep knowing.
Yeah, like her, she knows, she's got the answers, she's holding, I don't know what she's holding, but she's got the knowledge, but I'm just, that connects, doesn't it, to the art somehow, but they're not knowing.
Yes, that's right. Well, it's mysterious. She holds this mysterious scroll. It has the word Torah written on it, which is, of course, the word of the Torah being the word for the teaching of the Bible. But it's a scroll. She's holding the mysterious scroll. And she's also got this equal-armed cross on her breast, not a Christian cross, but an equal-armed cross. And the moon is at her feet.
I feel very invited by her. She feels like friendly. And I am kind of struck by that she's holding the Torah, which... And I don't know much about it, but I would say, isn't it traditionally, it would only be men that study?
And only a man would hold the Torah. That only a man would hold the Torah scroll. It's a great honor to be asked to hold the Torah scroll in a synagogue, and in the Orthodox traditions, of course, women are never allowed to hold the Torah scroll. She is the holder of the Torah.
So it feels really lovely that there she is, not a gatekeeper, keeping me out of this ancient knowledge. She's inviting me into it as well.
Yeah, totally.
It feels very, friendly and transgressive at the same time.
Yes, exactly. That's right. That's nice.
I love the moon at her feet. Even the moon can rest.
I'm finding it interesting that having voiced the fact that I really like the pillars there either side of me, and I really like the idea that there is a guide in the desert, the possibility of a guide in the desert, that having done that, I then can go into her. It's sort of like I feel held to let go and go.
I get that. Yeah, that's nice. So what's it like going into her, Jenny? What happens to you?
My immediate response is excitement. Yes, and I feel welcomed in. Possibility.
Crucifix feels like a kind of portal.
Interesting.
One of the things that may not be entirely obvious, but the pattern of the pomegranates in the veil is the image of the Tree of Life. So we have the supernal triangle here, You have the middle triangle here, you have the lower triangle there. And these are palm trees with dates hanging off them. So there's the, if you like, there's these fruitful trees. So there's the pomegranate with all its seeds, and here is the date palm with its dates. So the sense of fertility, of life. Palm trees are often thought of as being masculine. So you've got the masculine and the feminine. And this building and this just beautiful image of the tree.
And behind there's kind of water, isn't there?
Yeah, looks like it, doesn't it? So it looks water and looks like there's a horizon and then the sky. So yeah. But we can't quite see it, can we? We just get a little glimpse of what it is. But yeah, it does feel like water flowing around and through.
She is the water as well, isn't she, from her cloak? Is that like the sea?
Yeah, that's right.
It's almost like she's our guide into beyond.
Yeah, definitely that.
So is that like the water that isn't in the desert? Somewhere she is a nourishing one for that.
Yeah, that's right.
Nourishing her fruits.
No, yeah, and actually the date palm, you know, what you get in oases are date palms and often pomegranate trees, because the oases of the desert are these places where there are springs, and so they're filled, so in this desert, very arid place, there are suddenly these exuberant little gardens of life and fruit.
Yeah.